Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to International Mastermind Association Saturday Morning Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Rose, and I have on the line with me...
Chad, I'm here today.
Danelle.
Hey, Danelle.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? This is Vaughn.
Welcome, Vaughn.
Hey, good morning, Michael Horn.
Welcome, Michael, and we are Plan with Intentions Mastermind Group. We're energized this morning, and we're ready this morning, early Saturday morning, to be on the air with you all. So we invite you to call, text, or email everyone you know. Let them know we're live on the air, and we're about to get started. Right, guys?
That's right. That's right.
All right. So please join us. Please join us via Internet or by logging on into www.blogtalkradio.com, Masterminders, or by calling in 661-554-9219. And if you want to communicate with us while we're live on the line, please press 1 on your telephone, and you can join us. And also, you can join us on the chat room by logging on into your Facebook page. And visit us on your page at the International Mastermind Association. Make a comment on your Facebook page and let us know that you're listening. Post your questions there as well. And we'll be monitoring the page while we're on the call today. So today we will continue on discussing Chapter 10. Are we on 10? No, Chapter 11, I'm sorry. Chapter 11, The Subconscious Mind, from the bestseller Think and Grow Rich, Chapter 11. And before we start, let's let our listeners hear more about International Mastermind. So we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Okay, Vaughn, Chad, Mike, Danelle. Okay, let's get it started playing with the tension. I think we left off on... page 222, for those of you who are following us in the book. Mm-hmm. And we're down at, we were discussing, and I believe Ann left off talking about making your desires clear to reducing them to writing. And in terms of having your desires, the existence of your desires and it being made known to the subconscious thinking.
Right.
Okay, so before we begin, let's hear anybody want to share their week, anything about their week before we start.
Not everybody at once.
I know, right? Okay, so I'll go first. This is Danelle. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Danelle.
I actually had a pretty good week. I started some very new, not really new, but I started some passionate projects this week, and I'm very excited about that. I'm excited to have started those projects and I'm excited to once again be connected to something that my heart and soul are very much connected to. So I'm honored to, first of all, know something that my heart and soul is connected to and to be able to move forward with that. So in that alone, I've had a very good week. It's been good. It's been very good.
I guess I know on my week, it's been able to do a lot in terms of putting things in order, personal life and as well as my business. And I'm excited about I actually think of business consultant that helped us get it or so we can move forward to the stuff. And it's just exciting to know that we were on the right path. We just needed to a little bit of guidance, a little bit of know-how in order to formulate a plan that's going to work, not just for a couple of months, but from here on, to get us on the right path. So I'm excited. I'm just excited. Great meeting. I hope everybody else had a great time.
Thank you, Vaughn. You're breaking up. Are you on the road?
Yeah, I'm actually in Rock.
All right. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, you were breaking up pretty bad. Anyone else?
This is Chad. Yeah, my week was okay. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
My week was okay. I had a pretty decent week. I had a chance to really get into the subconscious mind and begin to think about, really reflect on myself and see how the subconscious mind really like how it applied to me in my everyday life and me accomplishing my goals as a mastermind and putting those things together. So it kind of gave me a little eye-opener this week, but my week all in all was a pretty basic week with itself. You know, I had a chance to really get into the masterminding as far as really putting some stuff down on paper, like you said, about writing down those desires so that we can achieve them and seeing how that I could use the subconscious mind to make that whole thing come and manifest itself.
Right. Well, that's awesome, Chad. Well, as for me, I had a wonderful week as well. Just like Vaughn, we took on, we're starting a new project with our organization and some personal things, and we're excited about it. We feel like we're on the right path to some things, so I'm looking forward to seeing the outcome, you know, in the future as well as present. So I'm excited. Anyone have? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And last but not least, me. I wanted to not only speak about. It's okay. It's okay. I wanted to wait last because I want to give a update. I've been MIA, and I know you all sent the bounty dogs and hunters looking for me.
But you were with us in spirit. Go ahead.
Absolutely. But definitely this week and last couple of weeks ago, I was sick, and my doctor told me that's because I don't get enough rest because I'm working around too much. But this past week, it's so funny how God worked. I guess I'm going to use the term aha moment, because when I was at the conference, I heard that so many times. So I guess this week I had an aha moment. And everything I did related to had something to do with the subconscious mind. So, and I'll speak about it later.
Okay.
You know what? I'm. Is he still on?
Yes. Mike.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So that was the end. That was the end, Mike.
No.
Oh.
And basically, everything this week I was plagued with those type of decisions, also different opportunities And I was talking to one of my friends yesterday, and he explained to me that it's good to have a lot of opportunities and no opportunities. So this week was kind of good because I presented with different career opportunities. That's it.
Okay. It's interesting that you said that you weren't feeling well because you're always out and about and just not really getting rest. And while Rose was opening the show, I was wondering, I wondered to myself, how many people, or not really how many people, but I wondered what the effect, or what is one effect of not allowing the subconscious mind to, what's the word? Kind of like to regroup, you know, that's what the subconscious mind does when we're sleeping. You know, that's when the subconscious mind is most active, when we're asleep and our bodies are at rest and our whole physical being is at rest. And I wondered what the effect is when the subconscious mind is not allowed that. And then you said you had a period of time where you were not well. So that was actually my answer, and I thought that to be kind of interesting how that worked out. So I just wanted to add that.
Thank you.
Can I say something to you, Mike? I can't believe that you paid a doctor to tell you that. I wish you would have just come to me. I told you that months and months ago. All right? Listen, if you don't let the body rest, of course you're going to open it up to sickness and disease and so on and so forth. I've already told you that. So whatever you pay him, I'll expect a check the same. I want the same kind of check.
But, you know, do that. That's true, Vaughn. That is true. But, you know, a lot of times in life, we don't, you know, like I was speaking to someone about earlier, is that a lot of times we hear it, we know things, but we don't do it. It's like in a chapter, talk about prayer. Prayer comes as a result of things, if you felt that something or something happened. So sometimes we get forced into doing things. We know the right things to do, but a lot of times we get forced into doing the right things. But one thing I learned through this period is, I remember reading in chapters talk about planting seeds, but you can't plant too many different seeds if you don't have enough people to water all those seeds. Something gonna die, something not gonna grow. So that is true about the subconscious mind too, that you got to be willing and able to have that desire and plant all those things and don't have all those different type of seeds growing, and you can't grow it. You're gonna grow yourself ragged, and then, you know, what happened in my situation, my doctor said, your body just shut down because your body needs certain things. And I'm going to say the last thing, because me and Chad, well, I told Chad about it yesterday. Well, it was last week. We're going to come up with a shirt and say, you're not living right. Oh, I told you, Vaughn, you're not living right if you're not living right. So if you're not living the right way, eating the right things, getting the amount of rest, you know, and then you're not living, you're not living.
Listen, man, you ain't put a share that on the air, man.
I'm sorry.
All over.
I was
before we ever get to the front.
Well, then that's just the fire that you need to get moving.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, let's get it going, man. No synergy.
Okay.
I don't feel the energy. Let's get it going.
All right, Bob, before we get started, we're going to take another short commercial break, okay?
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-2255-1. 1-503-230-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Okay, good morning again. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association, and we are playing with the Tension Mastermind Group. And today, again, we're discussing the Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, Chapter 11, The Subconscious Mind. And I believe Anne will be joining us sometime during the show. I'm sure she's out there listening with us all, and Janelle, I don't know if I lost you, but I'm
here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I know you all are at a conference this morning, so I'm glad you were able to join us. So,
thank you. We actually had one of our board meetings. This morning, but we didn't get. I don't know. I wasn't on the air last week. And we had our conference last week, and I wanted to let everyone know that it was really, really, really great. I was so glad to be part of it. We missed everyone who was not there. We know, you know, when you're connected with people, you can feel when they're not, when their presence is not present, when they're not present. So we missed those who were not present, but it was a great, great conference, and we've gotten reports back that even for some it's been the best in a long time. So we're excited about that, and we're excited about what's coming this year. Very great conference. So we thank everyone who was there. Thank people for their well wishes and their donations and all of that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Where are we? So we are on page 212.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who have your books and are following, reading along with us, I believe we're on the third paragraph on that page. Let's see. Anybody's ready and have their book in front of them?
All I have is my notes right now. My notes that I took. I was actually looking at the page where we're speaking about the seven emotions, seven positive emotions.
Okay, I think you went a little ahead of us.
Oh, that's ahead? Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's. I think that is, yeah, it is. It's on 215, page 215.
But go ahead, Chad. Let's just circle back. Go ahead and share with everyone what you have.
Well, earlier I was looking at the seven different emotions, and I was really beginning to ponder on those based on how we actually act and the things that we actually do as humans, and some of the mistakes that we make, some of the pitfalls, some of the triumphs that we have are because of these emotions, but really don't understand how to operate these emotions or how these operations actually, or how they actually work, but we know that they cause us to have a certain behavior. As far as the seven positive emotions, if I can just read them real quick, they are the emotions of desire, the emotions of faith, the emotions of love, the emotions of sex, the emotion of euphemism, the emotion of romance, and the emotion of hope. And these seven positive emotions are emotions that we will use in order to help us to stay on that path of accomplishing goals, to stay positive, to motivate others, and things of that nature. And so I began to look at it in light of how we interact with one another and also how we, as masterminds, achieve the goals that we're trying to achieve. And I began to read at the top of that particular page. I do have... Okay. At the top of the page, it says, the subconscious mind is more susceptible to the influence by impulse of thoughts.
Wait a minute, Chad. I think we're getting some feedback.
And get some
really
feedback.
Bad connection. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Chad. I'm sorry.
Okay. It says the subconscious mind is more susceptible to the influence by impulse of the thoughts mixed with feelings or emotions than those originating solely from the reasoning portion of the mind. And right there, that's when it kind of struck me that subconsciously you really have to be conscious about your subconscious. Let me put it like that, because a lot of things that we see, a lot of things that we hear, a lot of things that we experience or that we are around begin to shape our desires and begin to set us on a path or a course to certain behaviors and certain actions. And you really have to really understand what your feelings and emotions are and what they do. A lot of times I hear men saying, I'm not emotional or I don't have emotions. And a lot of time I also hear men saying that, you know, women may be over-emotional, but these things or statistics or thoughts that people put out there, these comments that people put out there, if they're not completely understood, could lead us down the path of the seven negative emotions, which is on the next page. But as we talk about the seven positive emotions, we see that these are things that you have to implement on your own, things that you have to force yourself to kind of put into the right way of thinking, you know, as far as thought process goes and having the auto-suggestion. But, you know, those are my comments on that particular part of the book.
So, in other words, what you're saying is you are what you eat.
We said that a lot last week.
Your subconscious mind, it feeds on the intake. It feeds on what's being taken in. Whether you're planting a seed or doing it willingly or unwillingly, your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference, and it still takes it in. You know, so it's safe to say that for us, the best thing to do is monitor the things that we allow to go into our thoughts. Because our subconscious mind is picking up on them, whether we want to or not.
Exactly.
And we become that.
And I would even go a step further and say not just to monitor them, but to be intentional about them, things that we allow to seep in. I remember when I was a little girl, and my mother and I would drive from West Palm to Miami and back and forth. And... of course, I wanted to listen to the radio and everything that was on the radio, especially as I began to recline my seat back and take my nap for that hour. And my mother would not hear of it. She would not let the radio play, especially while I was asleep. And needless to say, that was, I won't say, but she wouldn't allow that. And so, of course, now I understand fully. And I think I began to understand even then because there were times that I would go to sleep with the radio playing when my mother was not around. And I remember being able to wake up in the morning and sing a song that either I heard as I was going to sleep or even a song that played during the night. And so then there was an ongoing joke about, you know, my mother and her subconscious mind.
Yeah.
And of course, now as a parent, what do you think happens? There is radio playing at night, but it's, you know, typically classical or something of a spiritual nature. So just being intentional about the things that we allow, particularly in our subconscious mind. And, you know, I would even go a step further and speak not just from a position of when we're asleep,
But the things that people say to us, you know, we internalize those things even when we don't know that we've
right.
done so. So,
right.
you know, we talked about this months ago in one of the other chapters that when we say things to people, a lot of times we say them just in general conversation, whatever it is that we're talking about, but somehow those things seem to take root and become
right.
something else later on when something else happens in our lives. And it's so very interesting, so very, very interesting how that happens. So we definitely have to be intentional about what we say, what we think, and what we absorb.
I agree, Danelle, and I share that with my daughters and my son all the time, you know, especially nowadays with for the youth. They're like keeping this phone and these iPods, so they can carry this with them all the time. And
yeah.
they're listening to all kind of music and stuff, you know, so it's really hard to monitor that, too. And not only are they listening to it, but their subconscious mind are internalizing all that negative stuff.
Yes.
Some of it is even hidden in music,
oh
you know.
Oh, gosh.
So, and then also recently we had this conversation over the weekend, and a friend of ours, and he has a little baby, and he has this little toy that plays the different little tunes and stuff. And he tells us, you know what, I even find myself making these little beats, you know,
wow.
from this little toy at work, you know, subconsciously his and he plays the guitar, so he makes the different sounds, or sometimes he's singing the little kitty songs like Barney, I Love You. Of course,
right.
not Barney, so I don't know what's playing now, because my kids are Barney and I'm telling my age too, huh? My kids are way older than that, so that was Barney back in the Barney times.
Yeah, and the book says, you know, you cannot entirely control your subconscious mind, but you can voluntarily
right.
hand over to it any plan, desire, or purpose which you wish transformed into concrete form. And Dr. Napoleon Hill goes on to recommend that we read again Instructions for Using the Subconscious Mind in the chapter on auto-suggestion. So if anyone is asking, well, how do we reprogram
right.
our subconscious mind? You know, it's through auto-suggestion, you know, by telling ourselves certain things. It's by changing our habits, you know, even
yeah.
changing our environment. You know, if you know that an environment is not particularly healthy for your life, your subconscious mind, for your future, for your legacy, then changing it, change. We hear it all the time, and we're beginning to hear it more and more. But changing the way you function. I started texting a friend of mine this morning, and I said, hey, what are you doing? What's up this morning? How are you? And he said, well, I've been listening, and this was at 7-something, maybe 7:30, 7:45, and he said, well, I've been listening to Jim Rohn since 5:30 this morning. And remember, some months ago, we were all making a joke about Uncle Jim and listening to Uncle Jim. But since 5:30, so for 2 hours, he had been listening to Jim Rohn.
Yeah,
he's been listening
yeah.
to Jim Rohn since 5:30 this morning. And, again, that's a part of reconditioning your
right.
subconscious mind, your way of thinking. And it has to be an everyday thing, which can be a bit tiresome at times, but it's an everyday thing, especially when we think about how long it's taken us to get to this point. You know, if
yeah.
there's a particular song that's playing that we like, especially, I don't know if anybody else can attest to doing this, but I remember, okay, back in the day, when I wanted to learn a song, if I had it on album or tape, I would play it over and over and over
yeah.
and over and over again. Anybody else can attest
yeah,
to that?
Yeah, that's way back in the days.
Yeah.
Way back in the day. Thank you
yeah,
very much,
exactly.
Rose. Way back in the day. I was trying to get away with back in the day.
Hey.
Thank you very much. Way back
hey.
In the day. I would play it over
Danelle.
And over and over. Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Before you go
yeah.
any further, could you please let the audience, the listeners, know what an album is?
It's that thing that you introduced. It's that thing that you introduced to the world, Vaughn. That's what it is.
You're so crazy.
It's that saucer plate.
Say album now, my kids are like, what are you talking about? What is that?
Yeah, I know, right?
Circle of vinyl.
But we would write the words down. I would actually write the words down. Okay, now you had to play it at least 25 times to get every single word written down. And then after you wrote down the words, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. Then after you wrote down the words, you had to go back and listen to it like another 30 times so that you can memorize it, you know, like it all had to happen within an hour's time. So
yeah, that's a part of
conditioning, and that is actually what we have to do. That is what we have to do.
That is true, Danelle, and also Mrs. Wilcox. Let's get to the book where she talks about that, how the things are magnets, how the pattern and how that is actually influenced or translated into the mind. So, Vaughn, are you there on that page yet?
No, I'm not, but I've been waiting to get into this to something else. But okay, where... Mrs. Wilcox.
Ella Wheeler.
Yeah. All right. Can I go back a little bit?
Sure.
All right. Let's start on page 213. The first paragraph reads: a good many statements in this chapter on faith and autosuggestion will be repeated. For the benefit of your subconscious mind. Remember, your subconscious mind functions automatically whether you make any effort to influence it or not. This naturally suggests to you that thoughts of fear, poverty, and all negative thoughts serve as stimuli to the subconscious mind. Unless you master these impulses and give your subconscious mind more desirable food upon which it may feed, the subconscious mind is the next paragraph, the subconscious mind will not remain idle. If you fail to plant desires in your subconscious mind, it will feed upon the thoughts which reaches it as a result of your neglect. It has already been explained that thought impulses, both negative and positive, reach the subconscious mind continuously from the four sources mentioned in chapter 10. All right, that, to me, what this says is almost what I was saying earlier, and I wasn't even in front of a book at the time. We have to learn, just like Danelle was saying about wanting to learn a song. When that was something that you really desired, that was the, you know, you couldn't be the only one that didn't know the words to that song, you worked at it. You know, you that was your goal, whether it was written down or not, it was your goal, and you took the necessary steps to making that goal come true, a reality. All right? I think it's important that just the way we know that people have, that some of us or all of us may even have bad habits, it's the same thing as having a good habit, too. We have to make those things that are going to take us to the next level, to the next phase, to where we want to be. We have to make that thing, we have to be habitual at it. So I wanted to point those things out because, to me, when I read it a couple of days ago, when I read it, I'm like, wow, it's absolutely true. It's amazing how just on television, if you pay attention to it, don't even watch the shows, just look at the commercials. There's a commercial out for those of you that are NBA fans. It's a commercial out where Kevin Durant comes out of the room, out of a bedroom, with like pajamas that are like for someone that's like 5'9" or something, and he's 6'8". All right. Now, it's really crazy because when he walks out the room, he's talking to a woman, and he says, "Baby, I had a dream that I was Kevin Durant." And the lady looks over her shoulder, and her son are sitting at the dining room table. And the son looks up like, "Dad, you look like..." And the mom is saying, "Shut up, just go to your room." Meaning your dad has some things we have to take care of. And the way she said it in like a sexual manner. All right? Guess what the commercial is for?
like clean gas or something. Like Comcast.
Yeah.
The thing that she wanted him to do was clean out
his
gutter.
Clean the gutter.
He was taller because he was tall enough. But if you just caught that part, you saw all the sexual content in it.
Yeah.
And it's for, you know, it could have been for, I don't know what it was for. It could have been for two small pajamas. I don't know. But I was able to see where they try to influence us through the commercials. They try to influence us in a way because one of the seven positive emotions is sex.
Sex, yeah, it's there.
Right?
Yes, yeah, there.
That's what they gear things towards. You know what I mean? So we have to influence ourselves that way. We have to be able to see whether it's what we listen to, whether it's what we're watching.
Yeah.
Or what we're reading, what we're paying attention to, because if we don't, those things become a part of us.
That's true. It goes back to what you said earlier, because and what Danielle was saying too, as well. It gets at once you realize that through the subconscious, I can either obtain knowledge, or begin to obtain garbage. It's up to you to know. It's up to you to then put it into action. And also, Mike earlier alluded to it earlier when he was saying that he knew. Running around was going to make them feel that way, but you have to get to the point to where you begin to put those things into action and those things into place. And that's the same thing with the subconscious mind. I think all of us subconsciously already know that those things, those places where we are and those things that we listen to, those things that we put in our system can affect us in either a positive or a negative way. But then the next step is growing from that, using that to your benefit. I tell my kids all the time that you should be able to use whatever situation you in towards your benefit. If you have knowledge on a particular subject, or you have an extra skill set, you should use that to your benefit. Same way with knowing about the subconscious mind. If you know the subconscious mind operates through your desires and emotion, if you have a deep desire or deep emotion, usually you begin to chase after that thing, even whether you're focused on it or not, and that's through the subconscious mind. And I believe a lot of times that's the part that we miss out on, the fact that we can actually see some stuff into our subconscious mind and begin to see the benefits of that, begin to grow from that, begin to manifest certain blessings from being able to put in and then reap from what you sown. And I think it's very important that we begin to look at these things, and even like masterminding. Since I began masterminding, I began to it became a part of me. Everything I do, I sit down and I map out now. I try to put structure to it. I try to write it down. I try to accomplish those things through all those suggestions, through putting those things in my mind, through habits, forming positive habits. Like Vaughn was saying, you can form a bad habit same way you can form a positive habit. It all depends on you as an individual. And as you begin to do it subconsciously, it becomes natural. Like we talked about last week with driving. You know, driving becomes natural to the point to where you can turn on the radio, be on the phone, be talking to the people in the back seat, looking around at your surroundings, and still be, you know, still drive in your lane and still, you know, stop at stop signs and stop lights and everything. So I think that is a very important part to look at.
I know I've been silent. It's just like I'm so excited, so much stuff out, so many things I want to say. I want to chime in on everything. But the first part, and this is Michael, by the way, the first I want to go to on page 184, and I just want to start with one simple part. It says, if you are observing a person, when I was at the conference, I said that what Socrates said, someone told me Cynthia told me don't quote Socrates because it was an Egyptian king that said it before, but said the greatest quest for man is to know thyself. And to know thyself, we can go simply to the Bible where it says we are broken up into three parts, you know, the Holy Trinity. And I was teaching Bible study with the kids one day, and I was trying to explain to them what the Holy Trinity is. And the Holy Trinity is, you know, you have your body, which alludes to God, Jesus. You have your subconscious mind, and you have your spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, and subconscious mind is God. And what is subconscious mind? Okay. Subconscious mind is something that that you have, you do have control over to a certain degree, and you, and with the subconscious mind is also in the Bible, says you have to allow or manage what goes into your gateways, which are your ears, your eyes, and your mouth. And so through that, I'm going back to the statement, to this page 184. If you are observing a person, you must first, you must have noticed that most people resort to prayer only after everything else has failed, or else they pray by ritual or meaningless words. And because it is a fact that most people who pray do so only after everything else has failed, they go to prayer with their minds filled with fear and doubt, which are the emotions of the subconscious mind, acts upon and passes on to infinite intelligence. And I couldn't help but realize something I was listening to this week about Creflo Dollar. He was talking about religion. What does actually the word religion mean? It means routine. And if you notice in this chapter, it doesn't say Christianity. It just prayer, people that pray, that meditate on the desire that we have, on what we want. And me and Chad was watching the Bible Channel the other day, and they was talking about Gnostics, some the people that are known to have the greatest knowledge in the world, to have the secrets to life, to success. And it all goes back to what you think. It goes back to what Einstein said: so you think, so you are. And you're not going to be great. Vaughn tell me stuff every day, and it just clicked to me. For a whole year, he's telling me, man, you can do this, you're great, you that. But it wasn't until I let it into my mind that, yeah, you are, and you can do this. And so I just wanted to bring that up, because a lot of times we put words and things out there, but we got to be able to first identify what that word is and identify what we are before we can go even go into our desires. And that's why I can only say that the sub, to understand your subconscious, because that's what we have lacking control of, is very important. Because while we're conscious, we got to be able to think about our subconscious, because we don't have any control over that. Danielle said earlier that that's our vulnerable state, and that's when a lot of times God comes in to speak to you, when you don't have any control. So a lot of times that's when you sleep. Everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, you think the most, and things come to you the most, and ideas come to you most when you sleep or when you're in the shower. All right? When you're in the shower, that's when God speaks to everybody a lot, because that's when you're in your clean state, your mind is clear, you're not really thinking nothing, and you allow him in. So I think it's very important that we understand these processes, that because these are the things that make you greater. And once you understand your how to operate your subconscious, and then you can start to plant seeds into it.
Well, for those that are listening and trying to follow along in their book, what Mike is talking about, it begins on page 217. I think Mike is reading from an older version, but the words are identical. They are the same. But before we go any further, y'all, let's break for a commercial so we can pay a couple bills or something.
All right, guys, thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And we're back. Mike, I think everything you said is very relevant to this conversation, and I was definitely going to go there. With the prayer, because that's something that we all know to be factual. Most of the times when you see people run to prayer, it's because they've tried everything else and it's failed, and that's like a last result. Now that's a whole nother topic, a whole nother conversation, but that's what happens.
and I'm only speaking from experience. Been there, done that. You know, got a T-shirt and everything to tell you I was there. But I want to go back to where now I want to jump backwards to the seven major positive emotions, which had already, you know, put the stamp it with a seal of approval. The desire, the emotion of love, the emotion of sex, the emotion of enthusiasm, the emotion of romance, and the emotion of hope. Right? It's easy to see how these desires, these emotions get mixed up, because I don't think everybody really realizes that you know, sex, love, romance, they're not the same. But in order for us to achieve any of them, it starts at desire. You know what I mean?
Right. So
when I met my wife, I desired for her to be my wife. Believe it or not, I desired that she would. I actually spoke it into the atmosphere on one of our first times meeting. I told her, you're going to be my wife. And here we are 18 years later.
Yeah, and he used to say it to me all the time, and take my car.
Yeah, exactly.
He was a teacher wife. He would take my car.
Right, Janelle, that was my date car.
You should have told me.
My date car. But,
right,
yeah. Now, I didn't tell nobody how old you were, so that's on you, because now you're telling that you were there with me 40 years ago. All right, that's cool. That's cool. But, you know, those are things, and it started with the desire.
Right.
Started with the desire.
And at the time, it was no love, it was no sex, it was none of those things. It was just, that was my will, that's what I wanted. And I spoke it to an existence, and it came true. But as young people, guess what? They really get these emotions, they intertwine to a degree, but I think they believe that sex and love is the same thing, and it's not. It's far from. But that's another conversation too.
So they begin to mix the other seven major negative emotions, which are fear, jealousy, hatred, revenge, greed, superstitious, and anger.
Yeah. See, what it begins to say is that those seven positive emotions versus those seven negative emotions is that the negative emotions are almost positive to happen when you're tested. But the positive ones are the ones that you have to work at getting them to be an automatic response. You have to make them a habit in order for those to be an automatic response. So it's on you and how you put those things into your system. And dealing with desire, like Vaughn was just saying, I began to think about a little research that I did earlier this week, because I was thinking on ways how the subconscious mind ties into our everyday life. And one of the ways that I began to think about it, like we was just talking about sleep earlier, is I don't know if it happened to anybody else, but after waking up for a set time, you know, every single day, whether you started out with an alarm clock or not, then your body begins to wake up naturally at that time, or a little bit before that time, or a little bit after that time, depending on how much work you put in that day. But your body automatically has an internal clock in the inside that you are able to wake up. And I actually looked this up to research it to make sure that, you know, this is just not something that people say. And as I researched it, I came up with it's a word called circular diem rhythms.
That word right there.
Yeah, let me spell it for you. C-I-R-C-A-D-I-A-N, rhythms. Cerithian rhythms.
Circadian
rhythms. There you go. Sorry about that. So the circadian rhythms, the word circa means around or approximately, and the word diem means day. Okay, so you have this built-in internal clock that's been proven and been studied that your body can actually wake up at a certain time of day. And now these things I began to research, and now I begin to understand that my desire to go to a job in the morning to feed my family, or my desire to make sure that I make it to a certain appointment at a certain time, even goes beyond my sleep. It goes beyond what I'm actually, what a state that I'm in. It goes beyond that to my mind being able to even give my body that sign or that signal to wake up, to get up. And subconsciously, a lot of times, like when people are in distress and fires and stuff like that, your mind begin to just speak to you. And I believe that's all of that has to do with subconscious mind, because even while you sleep, your subconscious mind, like we talked about earlier, is just drawing stuff in. So you're able to, I believe, wake up on those occasions and stuff like that. And these things deal with the deep desires that are down in one person. And so I had days when I've been stressing about, I got to wake up in the morning, go to jury duty. I got to go to jury duty. I can't forget. I set my alarm clock. And next thing you know, I'm waking up 5 minutes before my alarm goes off. These things, I believe, are tied to the subconscious mind as well.
Oh, they are. They are. You know something, as we just blended the seven positive and seven negative, what I just realized is that, once again, it goes back to what you feed yourself. If you raise a child in an environment where being average is okay, or being subpar is okay, that's what they will become. But if you and I hate to say it this way because we're not animals, but if you train the child's mind early, and the reason I went to children is because this is something that we need to embed in young people now so that they won't have the same hurdles that we have as adults, because we weren't trained in a certain way. Danelle said that Miss Ann wouldn't allow her, they wouldn't listen to the radio. I know Miss Ann thinks that when you're driving, if you're a passenger, you could be using that time to do more than just take the trip. You can actually pick up something and read that feeds into your subconscious mind. And I've witnessed it, and I think that that's a great thing, because in an hour's time, if you're riding from Palm Beach to Miami, in an hour's time, you can be reading so much. You can be updating yourself. I remember when she was dropping the kids off to school, Miss Ann would make the kids, all of them, read a current event that was relevant, because so many times the things that they're influenced, the things that influence them from the outside world is going to be more than a parent can actually give. If they have 10 friends and those 10 friends aren't on the same wavelength, if they're writing down Lil Wayne's lyrics and trying to remember them or whatever, that's what your child is going to do, especially if you're not being proactive. I love that word, being proactive against the negative influences. And I think that was one way that she was able to get that group of kids that she was transporting on a daily basis. I think that's the way that she got them to be on one accord, so to speak, because they were up on the current event that happened right in their area, or even nationally. They were a step above the game because they weren't utilizing their time to listen to what was on 99 Jams or Hot 105. They were actually feeding their minds something positive.
But, Vaughn, go
ahead.
You know, I want to... Some things y'all said, and you just reminded me, because so many things happened during the week, and you was talking about the kids and their reality, and I believe so heavily in that we create our reality, and that's why you can live in the same house with somebody. You can have brothers and sisters, and you can say, hey, how was mom? And they can say something totally different on their experience in the household because of what their reality is or was. With the seven emotions, I can view them as every positive emotion reflects the negative. So I can only say that how you perceive a situation is how you view a situation, how you take in. Because you can look at something and say, I did an invention, or let's go back to my tomato thing. I could say, Ron could say, like he said, oh, man, you failed that thing. You didn't do that or that. I can look at it and say, you know what? No, it wasn't bad. I tried it, and, you know, and that was the first step. Or at least I tried, and I could try it again the next time. And he also mentioned that in the chapter as well. And when you're training your subconscious mind, you have to keep watering and doing it again and again. But I'm going to go back to subconscious and conscious. The subconscious is things that you allow in. And I'm going to tell you some things. I'm not, you guys fill in the blank. I was at a certain school this week. And in 1 week, any sexual activity you can think of that could happen as adults happened inside of a middle school in 1 day. And I was so disgusted. I'm like, wow, how can they learn these things and this and that? That's what the teacher was asking me. And I said, because when we were growing up, if a young lady did those things, she would be every negative word in the book. But today, that kid is cool. It's okay. Why? Because they listen to certain songs that they allow in their gateways, in their ears, they hear these songs. Oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that to a guy. They see these videos. Me and Vaughn, we was inside the flea market, we saw a video, we were like, oh my God, that is porn. That's all porn. And they see that every day, and they think it's regular. And so now they reality, and now their friends that are around them, that they're planted. So the seed that they planted in their head, subconsciously around with the environment they're in, the culture that they're in, that embrace that negative reality, it becomes a positive reality.
Yeah.
So whatever you plan in your head or your subconscious mind that, okay, I'm going to be great, it also has to be embraced by your conscious mind, the ones that you totally have control of and where you plant yourself inside of your culture. So if I'm going to say I'm going to be positive, if I'm around people that don't want to do anything every day and they're not going to embrace what you're planting in your subconscious and you're trying to be plant yourself in a non-fertile ground, you're not going to grow. And either you're going to either move yourself, you're going to uproot yourself from that unfertile ground and plant yourself in fertile ground and be successful, or you're going to be in unfertile ground and take a long time to grow, or you're just going to die out because you're not going to have anyone to water your seed.
Now listen to this. This is what Napoleon Hill has to say on page 216. He says, positive and negative emotions cannot occupy the mind at the same time. One or the other must dominate. It is your responsibility to make sure that positive emotions constitute the dominating influence of your mind. Here the law of habit will come to your aid. Now, we only have a few minutes left on this call, on this show, and I want to say this. Everything that we just defined, just that we just said during the show, this is the definition of it. This defines it perfectly. It says positive and negative emotions cannot occupy the mind at the same time. As parents, we do our best to make sure that positive is the direction that our children are heading in. So we don't allow them to listen to the radio while they're riding from point A to point B. But as adults, we need to take that same type of influence that same type of advice that we're giving to our children, and we need to implement it into our lives. We can't just think that it's only good for them. No, we have to recreate ourselves. And if that means taking away certain entities or separating ourselves from certain places, we have to in order to achieve our goals. That's where we want to be. You know what I mean? So yeah, we have to be accountable, and especially if we're raising children or we're influencing children. They don't have to be the children that we gave birth to, but if we're in contact with these kids, we have to not only talk the talk, we have to walk the walk because they're paying attention to it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
for us to tell a kid, hey, pull up your pants, and he looks at you and your britches hanging off, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I wanted to say, because I know we're short on time. But I'd like to hear from everybody else.
That's cool. We can open up the lines and see if we got any callers on.
You know, I really get disappointed when we do things like that, and there's no one to say, hey, I want to join in on the conversation. If someone gave you a call and said that they were giving a free gallon of gas away, you would be
maybe
lying.
We should do that. Maybe we should give you a gallon of gas.
You know what I mean? Because
hello. If the lines were open, we could speak. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
We apologize for everything.
Who is that?
Technical difficulties here.
Who is that?
Technical difficulties. Good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives. And I want to just comment on a couple of things, if I can. Is that all right?
Do your thing.
Sure.
Thank you. When Vaughn talked about the programming of our children, I want to encourage us that it's not so much about allowing, but educating them about the why. And we do that in the same way that we're educated, and the same information that we read, they should read. The same kinds of CDs and things that we're listening to, they should listen to. So I just want to encourage all of our listeners, because, you know, we get almost about 5,000 downloads a month on these shows. And so people, you know, throughout eternity will continue to listen to this show. So I just want to continue to encourage all of you that's hosting this show. You're doing a wonderful job. And what we want to continue to do is just remember that The book says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And that is really the beginning of that subliminal seduction and pre-programming ourselves. And I mentioned last week on the show, you know, just imagine when you go, you have a really, really nice, nice dinner, and you decide to go to the theater after that dinner. And you walk in, show has not started yet. What's the first thing you see on the screen? Popcorn, Coca-Cola, dripping with ice and water. You're not hungry, you're full. But what do? Like a mummy, we all get up, one at a time, we go buy $5 Coke, Pepsi, whatever it is, drink, $5 box of popcorn, and at the end of the movie, that popcorn and that Coke is sitting on that floor, almost not touched. Now, imagine if we, with intention, program our minds. So I wanted to suggest, and I am driving, so if somebody can help me with this. If you go to page 28, and I think, Rose, you did it last week. If you go to page 28 on your book, we always talk about the six questions of Steps to Riches that Napoleon Hill talks about in the book Think and Grow Rich. And we are reading Think and Grow Rich for those our listeners that may have come on late and wondering, what are we talking about? What is this discussion about? It is about the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. But if you go to page 28 in the book and you look at the six steps to riches, and I'm driving, so I'm sure you would not want me to read my book while I'm driving, but I can do it unless somebody help me out.
No, I actually thought you had it memorized.
I tell you exactly what it says. Don't worry about it. I got it. It says, read your written statement aloud twice daily. I do have that memorized. Thank you so much. Once before retiring at night and once after arising in the morning. And I think he says something like, as you see it, feel it, and believe yourself already in possession of, he says, the money. I'm going to say the desire. So if you can see it, you can feel it with your emotions, and you can touch it with your hands, this is in your imagination. That's the subconscious.
Right.
So even though we come, you know, and I think Chad mentioned it earlier during the radio the show today, when he talked about as he begins to mastermind, he's realizing he can mastermind every single area of his life with intention. By being intentional, and I think Danelle mentioned it earlier in the beginning of the show, she talked about being intentional. You know, we're embarking upon a secret here. As we continue to walk through this book, we're all beginning to see what's possible in our lives. And it's no accident. Whatever we feed our minds, that's exactly what's going to grow. So Mike talked about being ill. We see, you know, we continue to feed that. We're going to continue to get what we're feeding. We know what it takes to have a healthy body, but what does it take to have a healthy mind? So those are my only comments, and I'm going to get off. I'm actually pulling up to my class today at Professional Speakers Network, and I just want to encourage all of us that, you know, set your goals and write your vision. Our vision for this year for the International Mastermind Association is to write the vision, but write the vision for your life. So y'all know I can go on and on. I'm very excited, and I just really want to thank all of you for continuing to do this radio program. But I really also want to encourage you, please write the vision for your life so that you may read it and run with it. All right, thank you.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, definitely. And you only missed one word out of that, of number six. It says, as you read, see and feel, and believe. All right, that's the one word that she was missing was read. But listen, any closing comments or thoughts? I'm really disappointed that my main man, I got to give a shout out to the great Negro poet, Rufus Curry Jr. I wish he could have joined us, but I'm sure Rufus will join us in the future, and I hope when he listens that he knows he's missed.
Yeah. Okay. So
that's it.
Plan with intentions.
Listen, that's it. Let's say la vie. Let's get out of here, y'all. My bottom.
Signing off.
You've been listening to International Mastermind Association weekly Saturday Blog Talk Radio discussing the bestseller book, Think and Grow Rich, by Napoleon Hill. Join us next week as we discuss Chapter 11, The Subconscious Mind. We are Plan with Intention Mastermind Group signing off, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Mom, why did you do that? We had 20 minutes into the show.